What recorder?
The recorder we're recording.
Is it for Rick? If it's not, I'm good. Oh, there is a recorder right here. Catch me talking all sorts of shit. Hi, everybody. I'm an addict named Seth.
Hi, Seth.
Bird brought the fruit snacks. That's nice. So, like, first and foremost, I'd like to thank the committee for allowing me to be of service. Speaking is, like, never my favorite way to be of service. It's my least favorite way to be of service. I have a bunch of ways that I do prefer, but this just isn't it. But, like, I am grateful for the opportunity because at the end of the day, NA saves my life every day that I allow it to. So, like, I was, like, hanging out, minding my own business, just messaging the woman of love and, you know, complaining about one of my sponsees roping me into speaking at his home group, and she hits me with the old, well, why don't you come speak at this thing, too? So, that's how we ended up here. It was lovely. Not gonna complain there anymore. But yeah, like, I'm grateful to be of service. It's a nice day, and I'm glad to be here. So, like, I asked what the topic was, and she said willingness. And, like, I heard a lot of good things today from the two speakers before me. I spoke about honesty and open-mindedness. And, like, one of the things I'm, like, real fond of, like, in Narcotics Anonymous, like, in this process is, like, the continuums, right? And, like, in the first three steps, man, like, there's this continuum of hope, faith, trust, right? And, like, in practicing that in different situations in my life, like, it led into the next situation. Because, like, I gained some hope that things could get better. And, like, as they got better, I started having faith that, like, if I continued to act as if and doing the next right thing, even though I didn't really know why I was or if I wanted to. But I would do them anyway. And then I'd see, like, oh, man, like, some decent stuff happens when I do that. And, like, I started having some faith that, like, if I sowed good seeds, good things would grow. And then, like, after I did that for a while, like, trust blossomed, right? And, like, I would end up in my next situation where I would have, like, self-doubt or whatever. And I could sort of lean on, like, the situation previously, and it would give me hope for my next situation, right? So, like, I was listening to Scotty, and he was talking about how honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness, like, it sort of rolls in sets around here, right? And, like, 1, 2, and 3, man, like, it wasn't hard for me to, like, be like, hey, I'm a drug addict, my life is completely unmanageable. I ended up in many institutions where, like, it was very apparent when they wouldn't let me wear my own pants, you know what I mean? Like, no, you can't eat when you want. Yes, you have a metal toilet. Like, obviously, my life was unmanageable, and it was very clearly due to the disease of addiction and the things that I did to get the next one. Right? So, like, it wasn't, like, a far stretch for me to come in here and be like, huh, I'm an addict, and my life's unmanageable. Right? But, like, when it came time to, like, start getting open to the idea of, like, change, right? So something restoring me to sanity, it was like, I don't know, like, that might work for other people. I don't know about a guy like me. You know what I mean? And, like, from sticking around, man, and, like, starting to practice a second step, like, truly, y'all were my second step for the longest time. Like, it works for them. You know what I mean? Like, y'all were my tangible evidence that, like, the restoration process could work. And after, like, a little bit of time, man, like, I started seeing, like, my decision-making process get better. And by the time, like, I got to 3, like, and finding, like, the willingness piece, and, like, I was talking to somebody from our sponsorship family earlier. I told him, I was like, you know, a commitment ain't a commitment until it ain't no fun, right? And so, like, when I worked my third step, and, like, my personal outlook on my third step was, like, I was making the commitment to continue working steps in Narcotics Anonymous. Like, I'm still not like this super religious dude. I believe in all sorts of weird stuff that has nothing to do with any, like, organized religion, right? And, like, I truly made the commitment to just continue working here. Because, like, working steps was improving my life, and I could see that, right? So, like, that's where that willingness piece comes in the third step for me. Because when I'm practicing commitment, like, I don't have to be real willing when things are fun. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to practice willingness and commitment when I'm like, oh, this is great. I love this. It's like when the shit gets hard, right? When it's like, oh, this is wildly inconvenient. I don't want to do this. So, like, that willingness, right? Like, when you start getting through that how in the next set, right, and you get to six, like, that willingness piece, like, expands, right? I always tell, like, I tell people all the time, man, like, for six, like, the surrender that I need for six and seven to take hold in my life is, like, a much expanded version of the surrender in one, right? Like, it's not just about, like, how I surrender, to the fact that, like, if I take the first one, like, my life's gonna go to shit, right? It's surrendering to the fact that, like, I still use defects of character like a drug to make me feel better in the moment. So it takes a deeper level of surrender and a deeper level of willingness to learn how to practice a principle when it's, like, not fun, right? We're reading Living Clean at my home group, and today, like, whatever we were reading, like, I remember thinking for whatever reason, like, it popped in my head the first time that, like, I practiced a principle when I didn't want to, and my brain was like, yo, you're a pussy, right? Like, yo, you're soft. Where is this coming from? Yeah, I'm just out here trying to be a good human. But the disease is back there, like, dude, you're soft. Like, you're soft right now. And, like, that willingness to practice a principle when it's not fun, like, when it's not like, hey, attaboy, good job. You know, when my brain's like, what are you doing? Like, you're a square now. Like, you're soft. And, like, that's where the rubber met the road. You know what I mean? For me, like, the willingness to start taking a look at defects of character, because, like, defects of character are natural. And it's in it. It works how and why, like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to sit here and act like I made it up. Like, defects of character are natural human traits blown out of proportion by our self-centeredness, right? And self-centeredness is the core of our disease. So, like, right there, that lets me know, like, my character defects are just regular shit blown out of proportion by the disease of addiction, right? So, like, when it came time to start addressing that stuff, like, that deeper level of surrender and willingness and, like, that expansion process, I don't know, man. That's where I started seeing, like, real change, like, within my life. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. I didn't really, like, think of where to go with this or nothing, so I'll probably jump around and be all jumbled and weird. I also have a weird space rock in my pocket, so... So anywho, my clean date's December 3rd of 2013. I'm not gonna, like, identify with drug stories and all that. What I will tell you is, like, I came in here broken. I came in here desperate. Like, I came in here, I heavily stacked the cards against myself. I came home from the state prison system with a whole lot of years of parole and a whole lot of years with no driver's license and a whole lot of gaps in employment and only really ever worked jobs when I was, like, on pre-sentence investigation and things of that nature. So, like, I had very early on, like, I had a lot kind of that I stacked against myself, right? And, You know, I found myself in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, and like, I'm really grateful for my process and how it went, because like, I don't know if it's my perception, but like, when I came around here, like, I didn't have a bunch of people like patting me on the butt and let me help you and sure, everything's gonna be okay. Like, I didn't have that. Like, I had like Keith and some dudes around me who, like, I would ask a question, and they'd be like, this is where you can find it in the literature. Go look for it. And I say that because I love you and I want you to gain your experience the same way I did. Right? And like, what it was like, yo, do you have the willingness to find the answers to your problem? Right? Actually, that incident was about, we were getting this meeting started, and I wanted to know how many dollars of literature I could get from Area. And he was like, here's the link to the Area guidelines. I love you. You'll find it there. And I was like, what kind of asshole is this guy? I mean, I'm like staring at my phone like it's got four heads. Like, what is this dude doing? I asked him a simple question. What a dick, right? Like, looking back, man, like, it taught me how to do things for myself. And it was like one of the many instances, man. And early recovery for me was like all about willingness, right? Like I said, like, I had a color, like, I was what the basic text talks about. Like, I was unemployed and unemployable, right? And it took me a lot of months to figure out how to get anybody to give me an opportunity to be employed. And I finally did. And I was staying in Patton with my grandparents. And like, I ended up getting a job in Altoona, and I didn't drive. And like, I didn't like being a burden to my grandparents. So like, I found a dude who lived in my town that worked at a treatment facility on the other side of Altoona. The hit is he worked first shift. My job didn't open till noon. So like, for the first year that I worked at the company, I still work for this company. Like, for the first year, I would get picked up at my grandparents' house at 6:45 a.m., get dropped off on 17th Street at like 7:10, go inside a diner, order two pieces of wheat toast, please bring me strawberry jam and black coffee. And then like, I was in Altoona till noon. So like, I would eat the little fake breakfast, I called it. It was like first breakfast. So I'd eat first breakfast, and I'd go to a morning meeting, and then I'd come back to the diner and order real breakfast. And I would like, depending on if I could rope anybody else into coming back to the diner, I would like have breakfast with another addict. If not, I would just like read my baby blue and do step work. And I did that until like I finally saved up enough money to like get out of my grandparents' house, right? So like, I just kept willingness, even though there'd be days I'd wake up, you know what I mean? It's 6:45, like, what am I doing? I don't work till noon, like, this is crazy. Go get in the car anyway. It's snowing, I hate this, I'm on foot, I can't stand it. Practice willingness anyway, you know what I mean? Like, there was this dude, I used to never think I was gonna mesh with him real well, but this hippie dude, and he always used to say, put in the footwork, stay in position, and the blessings will come, right? But you got to put in the footwork. So like, there is so many days where I'd be like, willingness, footwork, willingness, footwork, willingness, footwork, keep trying some shit. Oh, that didn't work, try some new shit, got to keep doing it, do it, you know what I mean? And like, eventually, like, I started having like these little breakthroughs where I'd be like, oh, that's why I was putting in all this footwork. Right? So like, it's like that whole act as if piece, man. Like, just being willing to try something different. Cause like, I didn't come in here like brimming with honesty and open-mindedness and knowing how to be a decent human. Like, I came in here with strange behaviors and mannerisms, you know what I mean? Like, I was a knucklehead, and you know, like, but I was willing, right? And like, I would show up to my home group an hour early, and I would stay an hour late, and I would help clean up, and I'd help set up, and I'd take service commitments that I didn't know what they meant just because they had letters and it sounded kind of important. You know what I mean? Like, do you want to be GSR? Probably. You know what I mean? Like, then I'd be at it like, I didn't really want to do all this. I thought it was something way cooler. You know what I mean? But like, here we are. You know, I started learning like how to practice these principles there first, right? Like, NA taught me like how to, it's funny, man, like all the things that like I didn't know how to do at work or in my family life or any of that, like I learned here, right? Like every promotion, every raise, everything I ever got came from practicing the principles that I learned in Narcotics Anonymous, right? Like showing up early, staying late. My employers loved that shit, right? Like being willing to vacuum every day, loved it. They were about it. You know what I mean? Like all these little things that I learned here, like, and then having the willingness to start practicing them in other areas of my life, like, shit pays off, man. I don't know, man. Like for me, it just keeps expanding. So like I'm coming off, and I'll stay kind of current, really, because like I'm like I've been like searching for willingness, right? The willingness to be of service, like outside of just like NA, right? I'm coming off of finishing a 12 step and like having the opportunity to go over it with my sponsor, who's like currently sick, and like I went to go over, you know, 12 at his house, and like it was real cool, but like I had other plans that day, man, and like I ended up like we're just sitting there talking for hours, right? And like part of me's real like just grateful to be there, you know what I mean? And the other part of me's like, bro, you have like you're supposed to be somewhere. And I'm like, but for whatever reason, like, I feel like I'm supposed to be here, you know? And, like, it hit me while I'm sitting there, like, yo, you're meant to be of service to him and, like, practice some reciprocity right now. Because, like, he probably needs you as much as you need him. You know, so, like, I was sitting there, I was like, damn, like, that's kind of crazy. And it like dawned on me like it seemed real big in my head. I was like, yo, that's it. Like that's the willingness in 12, right? Like being willing to put my shit aside and be of service to other people, like no matter what. So like I've been like real aware and like trying to be more active, like there's a lot of times where like I don't feel like I'm like real good at being a dad. Like I'm a single parent household and like I get real stressed out, and like sometimes like I'll look at my daughter and kind of expect her. Like I was raised by a single parent, so like there's a lot of times where like for whatever reason like I grew up real quick, and like I'll put the expectation on my daughter to like, bro, like, I get it, and you're 8, but, like, we got shit to do. And, like, I'll expect her to act more grown than she is, and, like, I'm probably doing a boatload of damage and causing trauma, and, like, that's probably why I'm all jacked up and neurotic, you know? And, like, I've been, like, trying to be of service to her more, right? Like, instead of being like, yo, what are you doing? We got stuff to do. Being like, hey, you know, what is it you need right now? Because, like, for whatever reason, like, you're dragging your feet, you know what I mean? Like, what do you need? Do you need some attention? Do you need this? Like, what is it you need? Like, I've got, I don't know, man. It's crazy, like, how it, like, kind of blew my doors open. Like, even like with my employee at work, like he's been on my last damn nerve for like the last year, and you know, the other day he was like, I'm just having a rough time, man. Like, I'm just going through some shit. And for whatever reason, like, it hit me right in the old empathy bone, you know? And I'm like, well, listen, like, I called him up. Like, what's going on? You know what I mean? Like, is there something I can help you with? Well, money's tight, and, like, I need more out. And I'm like, listen, like, here's the thing. Like, you've expressed that. I've tried to give you all the hours I can, and, like, sometimes you don't want them. So, like, what I need you to do is, like, understand that, like, I'm doing everything I can to be of service to you. So, like, I'll get you all the hours I can. Like, is there anything else going on? Because, like, I know you guys, like, it's not, like, a big secret between us, but, like, he has as much undiagnosed mental health as I do. And, like, I'm just like, you know, is anything else going on? Right? I also believe he's one of us and just isn't there yet with it. Not in the fact that, like, he doesn't know, because, like, he knows. He's like, I don't know why I'm like this. I'm like, yes, you do. Could it be the drugs? Maybe the really expensive reefer you smoke all the time isn't helping your monetary problems. But, like, just being like, yo, like, if you need anything to talk, whatever, like, I'm here, right? And, like, I'm trying to be more willing to be, like, less self-centered, right? And, like, it's not always easy for me. You know what I mean? Like, it's not always easy because, like, a lot of times, like, I don't know, man, the way, like, I grew up or whatever, like, it was very much, like, put your blinders up and go forward, right? And, like, I still have the tendency to fall into that. And, like, that's, like I was saying earlier, man, defect of character, right? Like, at the end of the day, that's what it boils down to. It's like me being, you know, self-centered and self-obsessed and being like, oh, I'm scared, put the blinders up, go forward. You know what I mean? Like, lock everything else out, go. But, like, I'm trying to, like, find that willingness to, like, keep the blinders down and, like, feel it when it's uncomfortable. Because, like, for me, man, like, the willingness and the commitment piece is easy when everything's going good. You know what I mean? When everything, it goes to that whole, like, courage isn't the absence of fear. It's the ability to move forward when fear is present. Right? And, like, I got all this stuff going on and, like, all these changes and some of them are good and some of them are scary and moving soon. And, like, I'm excited, but I'm, like, trepidatious because, like, I'm moving. You know what I mean? So it's, like, the commute to work and this and that. And, like, how is this going to work? And, like, I play all this stuff in my head. And, like, 9 times out of 10, it's just, like, the disease being, like, woogie boogie, I'm scary. You know what I mean? Like, it's really nothing. But, like, it's uncomfortable, you know? Like, that's why, like, this is not my favorite way to be of service, because, like, it's uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Like, sharing's risky. You know what I mean? I come up here and I get in touch with, like, the source. You know what I mean? Like, my higher power. I get tuned in. Next thing you know, I'm saying some old reckless shit that I can't take back, and now it's not mine no more, and y'all can do whatever you want with it, right? So, like, even this, like, this is uncomfortable, right? Like, this takes willingness. I don't know, man. I don't know, man. One thing I know, like, when I got here, my whole shit was fucked up. Like, and there's a lot of days that I don't feel, like, that far removed from that. You know what I mean? Like, in my head, like, what I'm doing is never good enough. And, like, I'm never far enough along. And, like, I'm 33 and I should own a house and I should be doing this. And, like, I should have a family and I should have money put away for retirement. I should have this. And, like, in reality, like, all I'm doing is comparing myself to some shit that doesn't, you know, is really wild. Because like when I sit down and I'm like in touch with like humility, and like I'm not the guy that like it. I don't. It's not like the. I'm so humble. You know what I mean? Like the spiritual principle of humility is like me knowing my place in the world and accepting it, right? And like the reality of my situation is like I have a lot of things to be grateful for, and I worked my ass off to get them. Like none of it just showed up. You know what I mean? Not anything that I have in my life just showed up. It took, you know, risks and my sponsor's famous pros and cons list. And like jumping out into uncharted territory. I don't know, man. Like, things are good. Things are pretty solid. I'm like real grateful for Narcotics Anonymous. I've been like reminiscing a lot lately and like looking back, and like some of it I'm like, this new stuff sucked. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't like, you know, I probably did it at the beginning of this. When I was back in my day, you know what I mean? And like some stuff I'm just like, man, this is phenomenal. But I've been reminiscing a lot, man, and like, like all of it boils down to like the willingness that I had. And I don't know where it came from, because like I wasn't, I don't know, maybe I did. I don't think I had a lot of work ethic when I got here. You know what I mean? I probably did, but like I didn't really harness it in anything positive. If we had to drive to the city twice in one day, I would do it though. You know what I mean? I had a little bit of work ethic. It just wasn't for nothing good. So maybe I did have work ethic when I got here. I don't know, but like I'll never forget, man, the one of the first times I shared at my sponsor's home group, he introduced me and said, you know, the guy I asked to speak is one, probably my hardest working sponsee. And I'm like, he switch? He switched the speaker last minute? It's kind of messed up, got all the way out here. You know what I mean? Like he was talking about me and I was like, wow. Right? I don't know, man. When it comes down to willingness, like, it, at the end of the day, it ends up, my willingness is usually based on how beaten I am, right? And, like, when I showed up here, I had gathered up a whole lot of pain, a whole lot of trauma, a whole lot of self-loathing. So, like, when I got here, man, like, I didn't really care what it was going to take, man. I just knew I wanted something different. So, like, for whatever reason, man, like, I came in here real beaten, real desperate, and, like, I was willing to try some new stuff, and, like, the desperation ended up turning into passion. Like, I love Narcotics Anonymous, man. I hate getting up and driving to Evansburg and counting money and doing Excel spreadsheets. Like, I'm not a huge fan of, like, every commitment I have, but like I do it, like I'm willing to, because somebody was doing it for me when I got here. Can't remember who it was, but I bet they hated it too. You know, I actually don't know how anybody would really enjoy the service commitment I have right now. It's extremely dry and stressful, and you have to have the report for this month on this day. Don't even know how it makes sense, but like I'm willing to do it, you know what I mean, for another 7 months. 7 months. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's been a real wild ride, and I'm like, I've been thinking about like I've seen like a lot of people come and go, right? Like, I've seen a lot of people show up and either get what they need from Narcotics Anonymous and kind of do that whole, like, bandit thing where they're like, got my shit, I'm out. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen a lot of people come and, like, lose willingness and end up, like, using. I've seen some of those people die, right? And, like, I'm just real grateful to, like, still be in love with this process and, like, still be willing to do the thing that I don't really want to do just because I know it's the right thing to do. Like, I'm willing to, to, I don't know, man. Like, I was talking to somebody about it yesterday, man, and, like, I don't know if it's, like, my perception or whatever, but, like, it does, it's just one of them things, man, like, the willingness it took for, like, it was so life or death to me. Like, it was so life or death to me that, like, I didn't want to mess around with it. And, like, the way I look at, like, the recovery process for me and, like, why I hold it at such, like, a high thing, like, I've seen people, like people die. Like, at the end of the day, man, like, jails, institutions, and death. Right? Like, I'm allowed to do whatever I want here as long as I'm willing to accept the consequences. And, like, some of the things, like, I'm just not willing to accept the consequences of my actions, man. So, like, I also, like, hold myself to the standard of, like, I'm your eyes and ears, so, like, if I see you playing hee-haw with the fuck-around gang, it's my responsibility to tell you. Like, principles over personalities doesn't always just mean, like, hey, you pissed me off, come give me a hug and let's make up. Like, sometimes it's like, I love you like a brother, and the things I'm watching you do are gonna end up killing me. And, like, if that means you don't want to be my friend no more, that means you don't want to be my friend no more, and that's okay, too. But just know I spoke my piece, so if I end up standing over a casket, like, I can go to sleep that night. Right? And, like, it's been a real long year, and, like, my perception of the way certain things have went down might be different from other people's or whatever, and, like, I feel like there's been several situations where, like, I stood on principle regardless of what, you know what I mean, what was going on around me. And, like, it doesn't always, like, cards don't always fall in the way I want them to, you know. And but, like, being willing to continue, like, standing on principle even when it's uncomfortable and even when, like, you might not get what you want is like a real, it's a real great gift, because like I didn't have that always, you know what I mean? Like, there was points in my life where, like, if I considered you a, but like, you're wrong, but I'm riding with you on it, you know what I mean? Like, so, like, to start peeling away some of those non-existent virtues and some of that bullshit that I came in here clinging to because, like, that was the identity that I needed to protect myself, to, like, start becoming more comfortable with, like, some of those things falling away has been, like, a real blessing, but it's, like, wildly uncomfortable. And, I don't know, man. Like, I'm just grateful to, like, I'm grateful that I haven't lost my love for this process. Like, I haven't lost belief in Narcotics Anonymous, man. I don't know. I used to hear people say this thing all the time where it was like, this program isn't for those that need it, it's for those who want it. Like, there is times in my life where I wanted nothing more to be clean. I wanted nothing more to be clean. Like, I wasn't willing to put a goddamn step into no footwork. Like, this program isn't for those who want it. It's for those who are willing to work for it, right? And, like, I'm grateful to still be willing to put in my footwork because, like, I know how quickly, like, spiritual lapses happen, right? Like, I know how quick... Like, we have an entire chapter in our basic text called Recovery and Relapse, and, like... It doesn't sit there and talk about taking the drug. Like, it's, it doesn't say that. Like, it talks about spiritual lapses, right? Like, intolerance towards spiritual principles. Then we find out that we painted ourselves into a corner that the only way we can get out of is by using. So, like, I'm grateful that, like, the people around me showed me the way that they did it for real. You know what I mean? And it wasn't like this, oh, as long as you feel good and you didn't get high, fuck that. I feel like shit some days. And, like, that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay. Because, like, sometimes, like practicing a principle isn't supposed to feel good. Like, 9 times out of 10, it doesn't feel good. Like, I'm willing to live with some discomfort to maintain my integrity, right? And to maintain my ability to continue upholding the blessings that I've received from the footwork that I've already put in. I don't know, man. It's been, I don't know if any of that shit made sense. Because I don't know what just happened. So that's cool. Did I say anything I wouldn't have wanted you guys to know? Yeah?
No, I'm just kidding.
Seriously?
No, you did. You're doing great.
Yeah,
oh. We already know.
Did you? Did I tell him about... Never mind. No way. No, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. For as much as, like, I've been reminiscing and sometimes, like, I'm very pessimistic and I look and I'm like, you know, NA ain't the same NA that, like, I came up in and da-da-da. Like, recently, like, I've had some like new sponsees pop up and like some newer people to the process pop up and like enter my life, and like I'm real grateful because it like it's breathing like it's like a breath of fresh air, man. Like, it's a breath of fresh air to see people like come into this process and like actually have some willingness to do some shit. Because for a long time, man, like I would go to ARI or I would go to the H and like, and it would just be like the same people doing the, like, we 90% of the work gets done by 10% of the people. I remember somebody told me that and I was like, that's bullshit. You know what I mean? I was like, this is horrible. Why do we do this? And he's like, so I stay clean. But you know what I mean? So like, to see like more like some new faces, man, like it's been, I don't know, man, like multiple people have said it today. Like, I'm real grateful to be part of, like, the Laurel Mountain Highlands area, Narcotics Anonymous, and, like, seeing some of the, like, these newer members come and, like, get involved with, like, a healthy service body. And, like, our literature talks about, like, when you see the light flicker in somebody's eyes and you see the light turn on, right? Like, I've been getting to see that shit lately, man. And, like, there's just something about it, right? Like, there's something about... So, like, our fifth tradition, and it works how and why, talks about, like, fanning the flames of passion. Like, it's our responsibility. If you've been here for a minute and you got a newcomer that, like, has a little bit of passion about it and you see it, like, it's your responsibility to fan the flames of passion, right? Like, sometimes my flames need fanned, right? And, like, I feel like lately, like, I've been getting the opportunity to be, like, around some people where it's like lighting me back on. Like, I feel like my flame's like alive and well right now. Whereas, I don't know, man, like ebbs and flows, I guess. I don't know, man. I'm still like grounded in my process and trying to get better and improve the quality of my life. I'm still trying to be a better father, a better grandson, a better son, a better significant other, a better friend. Like, I'm still in touch with, like, improving all that stuff. And, like, I'm real grateful for that, man, because, like, I've seen the light go out, too. And, like, it's a sad thing. And, like, I always pray that people make it back or find whatever they need to find to, like, get back in touch with it. But, like, I'm real grateful to feel the... Is ebb the good one or is flow the good one?
Flow is
good? I'm real grateful to like be in the flow. I always wondered that. You know what I mean? Because the ebb good...
Your ebb's like this and flow's like...
The ebb's out and the flow's in.
Ebb's kind of like...
Is it pan or pam?
Pam. Is silent.
Pam.
The end is
okay. I don't know, man. I being at this thing has been great. I got to hang out and like feel like a newcomer and play cards again and H and I workshops, man. Like, I love H and I. Like, I'll never lose I don't know, man. Like, just something about H and I. Like, a dude who's still in my circle was the one who brought, like, the H and I meeting into the rehab facility. And it's funny because, like, I've heard him tell the story. And it's so spot on because I was such a douche. you know. But, like, I'm just hanging out, like, being some goofy parolee that the parole man said go there or go to jail. And, like, hanging out in the back and, like, end up hearing my story, man. You know, end up hearing, like, pain that I could identify with that perked me up and, like, got a little spark and started listening, man. And, like, if you sit here long enough, you'll hear your story. It might not be exactly the same, but you'll hear your story. I'll never forget that moment, man. I realized the pain that man felt when he found out he lost his father when he was in the penitentiary was the same pain I felt when the CYS paperwork came through my pod slot. So I started listening. I was like, yo, if he could get clean, maybe I could get clean. Right? So, like, I'm being in an H&I workshop, man, felt good. I don't know. I feel like I don't know if I got to one last year or not because everything was shut down from COVID. You know what I mean? But, like, that was always a constant thing. It was just, like, every year, get your workshop. Because, like, one of the things in my circle is, like, we always keep commitments, man. Like, I've kept an H&I commitment. God. I think the whole time I've been clean. Did a nickel over a pyramid in Duncansville. You know what I mean? Got a five-piece in that joint. I was on first name basis with all the important people over there. It was amazing. Nurses knew me. Hey, Seth, how you doing? Huh. That feels nice. Kind of important. And it's not because, like, I'm important. It's because, like, I had the opportunity to come in here and be of service to somebody who really fucking needs me. Because, like, they're probably the guy sitting in the back corner with one earbud in trying to hide their iPod. Like I was, you know what I mean? Just hanging out, living my best life. So I don't know, man. It's been real good to be at an event today. Like, it feels like, I don't know if anybody else felt that, but, like, not having been to, like, really any type of event much in the past year, especially outdoors. Like, I'm not the guy that's like, yo, let's go to the convention and hang out in a hotel. Like, it's just not me. But, like, when we end up at a pavilion, at a picnic, or a retreat, like, I love this shit, man. I'm so happy it's summer and everybody's not staying in the house. I don't know, man. Like, I'm going to keep coming back and, like, I'm going to continue trying to be, like, I'm going to try to practice willingness to the best of my ability, man, because, like, that shit's, like, one of the building blocks for me. Like, honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness, like, them first three steps will keep you clean. Nailed it, bud. I'm not going to put her on blast. That's why. All right. I'm done here. I was uncomfortable to begin with. That probably sucked.
No. Thank you, Seth. All right. Thank you, Seth.
I love you, Lance.